Let me make sure that I understand. The two of you have a partnership. You, Reb Beryl, would like to end the partnership?
Yes.
And you, Reb Mamish, you want the partnership to continue. Is that correct?
Yes. Eichon rimet zebi ivrit. Nachon, nachon. Bidiyuk. Me'achuz.
Well, then, we need to hear how you both feel about the situation. Let me begin with you, Reb Mamish. Reb Mamish, tell me, how do you feel?
I feel nauseous.
No, I mean...
I feel dizzy.
No, I don't mean physically.
I see splotches before me.
Reb Mamish, I am asking you how you feel about the partnership, Reb Mamish, the partnership.
Oh, well, I very much enjoyed the partnership with Rabbi Beryl for the past year, for the past shana. I had a lot of hana'ah. It is clear to me that due to the zechut of my supporting Rabbi Beryl's Torah learning, my businesses all over the world made tons and tons of profit. Eichon rimet zebi ivrit. Revach. Nachon, now I ask the Rav, this will all end? After all, we both signed an agreement. Please, will the Rav tell me? Can Rabbi Beryl just back out like this? Hey, Chamrim Etzebi Ivrit. Haim ze fair?
Well, let us see why Reb Beryl is backing out. And with the help of Hashem, we will make that decision. So, Reb Beryl, what do you have to say? What is your reason for dissolving your partnership with Reb Mamish?
I will explain. Until about 1 year ago, I was the happiest man in all the world. Every morning I would get up at the crack of dawn. I would rush off to shul to daven shacharis. And when I was done, I would hurry back to bake the bagels. I would go into my little woodshed to look for some good dry wood for my bagel oven.
Oh, yeah, hey, look at Rav. I can't begin to describe to you what it was like. As I would look for the right logs for my bagel oven, I would talk to my tate, to my Father in heaven. I would talk to Hashem. I would begin to daven to him. As I was looking for the logs, I would say, Heilige, Lechtige, Zise Tate. Heilige Rachamon fin de ganze Welt. Oy Tati, I need some dry wood for my bagel oven. Please, Tati, send me some good dry logs. Oy vey, and I tell the Rav every day, my Heilige Tati would send me the perfect dry logs. I would then rush off to my little bakery in the basement of my house. And again, I would plead with my Heilige Father in heaven. And I would say, Heilige, Lechtige, Zise Tate, oh, I'm begging you, Heilige Rachman für die ganze Welt, please, please, make the fire red hot in this oven. Make it red hot so the bagels come out good, please, Tate. And every day, I tell the Rav, every day my Lechtige Tate would make sure that I had a fire that was red hot, perfect for bagel making. It was time now to put the bagels into the oven, and again I would say, oh, Heilige Tate, Heilige Rachamon Oyvev de ganze Welt, please, I'm begging you. I need the bagels to be soft on the inside and crispy on the outside. I can't do anything without you, please, Hashem. Heilige Rachman für die ganze Welt, make the bagels soft on the inside and crispy on the outside, because Tati, you know that's how the customers like them. And I tell the Rav, Dvorim Kahaviyosam, every single day, my Tate, by Zize Tate in Himmel, the Eibishter would make sure that the bagels were perfect, indeed soft on the inside, oh, and crispy on the outside. And I would continue speaking to the Eibishter as I sold the bagels in the streets of Huppetsville. I'd say, hey, Ligalechtige Zisetate, you know that I need to sell every bagel so that I can have enough money to pay my bills this day. Please, Tati, help me. And every day he made sure the bagels were sold. I lived every day with Hashem at my side. I was so close to him and he was so close to me. Oh, my portion in life was indeed simple. I did not have much money. Ah, I woke up every morning with not a penny in my pocket. But I was the richest and happiest man alive. For I had Hashem at my side all day long. Oh, that's true happiness. Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. However, my dear Rav, however, as of 1 year ago, my dear partner here, Reb Mamish Shloded, began to support me, and I stopped talking to my heilige lechtige Zisetata as often as I used to speak to him. See, I was being supported by Reb Mamish. Three months later, it got even worse. Reb Mamish here doubled my salary. Now I had money in the bank. I was talking to my heilige lechtige Zisetate even less. I had money. Oh, but 3 months later, it got really bad. You see, I had a pile of gold on my dining room floor. Why, I stopped talking to my heilige lechtige Zisetate altogether. And my dear heilige Rav, no money in the world is worth having if because of it we stop talking to our heilige lechtige Zisetate. If because of it we stop talking to the Eibishter, it's not worth it. And so I would rather wake up every morning like in the old days with not a penny in my pocket. And my heilige lechtige Zisetate right by my side. I'd rather that than waking up in the morning with all the money in the world, but being far, far away from my heilige lechtige Zisetate. And that, my dear Rav, is why I want to end this partnership.
That is definitely a most special story, Reb Errol. What do you think, Reb Amish?
If that is your reason for backing out, I dare not demand that we should remain partners.